Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, we have lots to cover, including Bitcoin sparking liquidations, as analyst says, Bitcoin price may dip 12% more, and breaking news just in, the Kingdom of Bhutan Sovereign Wealth Fund is investing millions of dollars into Bitcoin. Max Kaiser's response, as I predicted 5 years ago, sovereign wealth funds will start buying Bitcoin. This is a multi-trillion dollar market, $220,000 in play. Send it. Also, check this out, a quote from Max Kaiser appearing on the Alex Jones Show back in March of 2013. This thing is a skyrocket. The price, yes, is going to be very volatile, so keep that in mind. You're going to see a lot of price action, but the trajectory is up and has the potential to go to $100,000 or $1 million per Bitcoin from the current price of $46. That's right. Also in today's show, Ethereum hits 11-month high as post-Chapella withdrawals pass 1 million ETH. We'll also be discussing the SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce details dissent against Gary Gensler's anti-crypto agenda. We'll also be discussing a series of indicators all setting up for an altcoin explosion and new Bitcoin all-time high, says popular crypto analyst. That's right. And another analyst who called the Bitcoin bottom last year says all-time highs for Bitcoin in 2023 are very realistic. In fact, in his chart, he shows Bitcoin price soaring to $130,000. We're also going to be discussing a prediction of the Bitcoin price exploding to the $700,000 mark, quoting this analyst here. I'm in the camp that Bitcoin will go to $500,000 to $750,000 next cycle. And my rationale behind it is that the crypto space will have a similar dot-com bubble, but in the year 2026, 2027, we'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1254. I'm your host, JV, and today is April 17th, 2023. Checking out the market watch here, we can see currently in a correction with Bitcoin down almost 4% for the day, trading just above 29,300. We have Ether also correcting down 1.5%, but still maintaining above $2,000. And XRP, BNB, ADA all correcting with Avalanche and Solana in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we got crypto market cap sitting at roughly $1.25 trillion with about $49 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance has been on the decline at 45.5% with the Ether dominance at 19.8%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, INJ up about 12%, trading at $9.56, followed by Render Token up 11%, trading at $1.93, followed by Avalanche up 8%, trading just under $21. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week. Leading the pack, we have INJ, RNDR, and XRD, as the majority of the alts are still in the red for the week. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, shows we're currently rated a 69 in greed. Yesterday, a 68. Last week, a 62. And last month, a 64 in greed. So there you have it. How many of you have taken advantage of this current dip or planning on doing so? Let me know in the comments below. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical technical analysis, and check out the charts, shall we? Bitcoin headed lower into the April 17th Wall Street open as downside begins liquidations again, which you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin wicking at 29.2 on Bitstamp, its lowest in the past week. Gains for the Asian stocks failed to rescue the losses on the day. These begin in immediately after the April 16th weekly close. Traders, many of whom had predicted a retest of that 30,000 support, were unsurprised, with many hoping that the event would form a buy the dip opportunity before Bitcoin move higher. Quoting CryptoEd right here, some level of support, 29.2 may give some reaction, but 28.6 will be the retest of a major level and a significant one at that. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. Now, Bitcoin bid ladders down to 28.5 want to get filled, but it's worth noting that the phrase, there are no straight lines in trading, applies to both directions. Monitoring resource material indicators shared, noting shifts in liquidity on the Binance order book, which you can see right here in this chart. Now, material indicators, co-founder Keith Allen eyed the 21-day moving average at 28.8. as the short-term support. Should this fail to hold, he said it might spark a retest of the 200-week moving average, currently sitting at $25,860, which is around 12% lower than the current spot price and 16.5% below the recent local high. As he shares right here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin starting the week with some downside volatility. If the technical support at the 21-day moving average doesn't hold, I expect a long-awaited retest of the 200-week moving average. And despite the broad optimism, the Bitcoin bulls were feeling the pain at this time, with long liquidations for April 17th totaling nearly $29 million, according to data from CoinGlass, and cross crypto liquidations stood at nearly $67 million. Key level here for Bitcoin, says TED Talks Macro, reclaiming 29.7 is the key for the new highs. You wanted the dip? This is the dip. So how many of you planning on taking advantage of it and seizing the moment? Meanwhile, United States equity saw a muted reaction at the open, with the S&P and NASDAQ index both up around 0.1%. while the U.S. dollar made more solid gains, with the U.S. dollar index above 102 after bouncing from its lowest levels in virtually a year. And quoting Justin Bennett, if this plays out, it'll be the most telegraphed bottom that most failed to see because they were promised a new bull market. So there you have it. And breaking news just in, the Kingdom of Bhutan's sovereign wealth fund is officially investing millions of dollars into Bitcoin, according to Forbes. And also, as they state here, they also defaulted on a $30 million loan from BlockFi, resulting in a liquidation of 1,888 Bitcoin. And Max responded, as I predicted 5 years ago, sovereign wealth funds will start buying Bitcoin. This is a multi-trillion dollar market, $220,000 in play. Now I want to share with you an interview that Max did on Alex Jones's show back on March 11, 2013. And I think you'll find this very interesting. Here are some quotes. And this is quoting now Alex Jones. The first guy I ever heard talk about Bitcoin years ago. I forget when. He was the first guy. I'm trying to sound like him. Probably secretly invented it, for all I know. There's a rumor for you. He invented other stuff. Max Keiser was the first guy I ever heard talk about Bitcoin. And everywhere I go, it's definitely the big buzz. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. And then Max responds, no, I didn't invent Bitcoin. I think the reason people say that is because I did invent the virtual currencies and virtual trading back in 96. I have 4 U.S. patents covering virtual currencies and virtual trading. So people say, oh, Max Keiser must be involved in the creation of Bitcoin. That's not the case. I am very excited and very happy that a hacker or a group of hackers did launch Bitcoin in 2009. Let me explain the potential for Bitcoin. It could conceivable capture 1 to 10% of the global Forex transactions. That would mean an implied price for Bitcoin moving from $46, which the price was at the time of the interview, to $100,000, potentially $1 million per Bitcoin. There's only going to be 21 million ever created in existence, and that will be it. This thing is a skyrocket. The price, yes, is going to be very volatile, so keep that in mind. You're going to see a lot of price action, but the trajectory is up and has potential to go to 100 or $1 million, 100,000 or a million from the current price of 46 bucks. So there you have it. Massive shout out to Max Keiser for sharing this knowledge with the masses way before everyone else. I mean, as it's on record. And with that being shared, now let's discuss Ethereum also reaching more recently an 11-month high, and check out the Ethereum price action. Let's break it down. Over 1 million Ethereum, worth $2.1 billion, has now been withdrawn from Ethereum's Beacon chain within the first 4 days of the Shapella hard fork, as Ether pushed over $2,100 for the first time in 11 months. That's right. And how many of you are currently bullish on Ether? Let me know. The 1.03 million ETH withdrawals have come from 473,700 withdrawal requests, with Saturday, April 15th, being the largest withdrawal day of 392,800 ETH, according to data from the Beacon chain. And of the active validators, nearly 87%, or 469,000 of the 540,000, are now able to withdraw their staked Ether. And while members of the Ethereum community were split on what impact Shapella would have on the price of Ether, the first 4 days have produced close to a 10% rise. The figures are a little of a surprise to Lachlan Feeney, the chief executive of blockchain consulting development firm Labbers, who told Cointelegraph that many validators are restaking their Ethereum back onto the Beacon chain. Quoting him here, much of the stake that has been withdrawn over the last few days is actually going straight back into the Beacon chain, as validators are looking to compound their interest so much so that the net stake is currently increasing. And given the current macroeconomic climate, Feeney said that many early stakers wanted to liquidate after they had been nearly a 30-month wait for some. Holy moly, that's right, that's over 2 years. Over the long period of time, Feeney believes that Shapella hard fork will only increase the amount of Ether staked, which of course will only strengthen Ethereum at the consensus level, quoting him again, because Shapella is a massive de-risking event over the medium to long term. More, not less, Ether will be staked. We anticipate that it is not in the too distant future we will reach a record high of Ethereum being staked. And quoting Marcus Thielen, it appears largely due to the Kraken staking business being unwound. This will only have a temporary effect, as we are also seeing a significant demand from investors who are now able to stake with more visibility on the liquidity of staked positions. He also says he expects a large amount of the unstaked Ether from Kraken to be recycled back into the Beacon chain through other entities. And he also anticipates the positive price action to cool off this week amid increasing selling pressure. He thinks Shapella will ultimately attract more institutional investors to stake on Ethereum. The 1 million milestone is a 500% increase from an April 11th prediction by blockchain intelligence firm Glassnode, which estimated that only 170,000 Ether would be unstaked after the first week of Shapella. On-chain analytics firm Nansen slightly overshot the mark, predicting 1.4 million Ether would be withdrawn after the first few days of Shapella. So there you have it. And once again, if you are currently bullish on Ethereum, let me know. And which one do you think is likely to outpace the other this halving cycle, Ethereum or Bitcoin? Let me know. And towards the end of the show, I'll be reading everyone's comments out loud, and it'll be a good time. But anyways, now let's discuss the latest of what's happening with Gary Gensler and the SEC and Hester Pierce, who has been calling out Gary Gensler. That's right. Hester Pierce of the U.S. Security and Exchange Commission is sounding off against Chairman Gary Gensler's anti-crypto agenda. In a new speech, Pierce slams the regulatory agency for proposing an adjustment to the definition of exchange so that would include decentralized finance protocols. That's right. They're so corrupt, they're changing the definition of the word exchange. It's insane. According to Pierce, such a change would be counterproductive and only serve as a way to force centralization and stagnation. I think she makes a great point. Hear her out right here. Stagnation, centralization, expatriation, and extinction are the watchwords of this release. Rather than embracing the promise of new technology as we have done in the past, we propose to embrace stagnation, force centralization, urge expatriation, and welcome extinction of a new technology accordingly. I dissent. Pierce says that the SEC's proposal could violate the First Amendment protections by categorizing blockchain ecosystems or protections as part of the group, creating ambiguity. My mind is fried here. Ambiguity and their speech rights, their release undermines fundamental First Amendment protections, because the release makes everybody involved in the relevant blockchain ecosystem part of the group. It creates significant around the way it requires government pre-approval, which will unavoidably chill constitutionally protected speech. Yeah, not good. The commissioner goes off and says that the SEC should remain open to the idea that it would need to tweak its rules to accommodate the new technologies, something that she says is understood since the 1990s. And according to Pierce, the SEC's latest release signifies an era where cutting-edge businesses may be locked out as they can't conform to the existing regulatory mandates. Quoting her here, a commission serious about regulating and not destroying this market would reflect on this near unblemished record of regulatory failure and do something about it, we would consider the possibility that our rules, which in the past have evolved to address the needs of and the risks presented by investors and firms in the traditional securities markets, might require some tweaking to permit firms to offer innovative ways of doing finance using novel technologies. The Commission of the 1990s understood this basic principle and created a space for significant innovations in securities trading. This release, on the other hand, takes the view that any business model that cannot meet the specific requirements of our existing regulatory model does not belong in our markets. So there you have it. I mean, Commissioner Hester Pierce sees things the complete opposite of Gary Gensler. So there's obviously a major conflict within the SEC. But how do you feel this is likely to play out? Do you think that Gary Gensler will eventually get fired and be replaced with another suit? Let me know what your thoughts are. And now let's discuss a new all-time high in play for the King crypto this year in 2023. Check this out. Popular crypto analyst says that multiple indicators are suggesting digital asset markets are gearing up for a rapid expansion to the upside. Full send. Let's freaking go. Synonymous analyst Tech Dev tells his 400,000 Twitter followers that before each one of Bitcoin's runs to all-time highs, the Chinese 10-year note bottomed out and the moving average convergence divergence indicator crossed bullish. He's referring to the Chinese yuan. Quoting him right here, this happened before every all-time high setting Bitcoin move. Now, he also says that the altcoin market is setting up for a big run based on historical patterns. The analyst looks at the total crypto market cap, excluding Bitcoin, and identifies periods of downward price action. And also, according to the analyst, altcoins are now in the markup phase, poised for higher prices, as he shares here alongside this chart, update, correction, accumulation, and markup. Tech Dev compares the altcoin market cap against four other charts, including the Bitcoin dominance chart, which compares the market cap of Bitcoin to the rest of the crypto markets, and the dollar index, which pits the dollar against a basket of other major currencies. Also included are the charts of the Chinese 10-year note, better known as the yuan, the DXY, and Litecoin versus the Bitcoin pair. And according to Tech Dev, all charts appear to be following their market structures between 2016 and 2018, suggesting multiple metrics are aligning to signal an explosion in the altcoin markets. Sometimes patience is all you need, as he shares here. And looking at the Bitcoin dominance chart, it appears to predict a massive breakdown for the Bitcoin dominance, similar to what happened between 2016 and 2018. A bearish Bitcoin dominance chart indicates that altcoins are growing faster in value than BTC. And for the US dollar currency index, the analyst suggests it appears to have topped out, indicating investors are starting to make their capital work in risk assets such as crypto. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tech Dev that altcoins are likely to continue breaking out against Bitcoin as the alts continue to gain market share. Are you in the other boat where you think Bitcoin is likely to regain its dominance and take away from the alts? Let me know your thoughts. And again, I'll read those out loud here in a little bit. And now let's discuss $130,000 Bitcoin price prediction potentially this year. And then we'll dive into a $750,000 peak cycle prediction. And keep it in mind that the halving is only a year away, which would be fantastic. I'd love to see a $750,000 Bitcoin price here in the near future. But anyways, let's first start with this first analysis. Crypto market analyst known for making their right calls for Bitcoin multiple times over the past several years says it's in the realm of possibility for the King crypto to ascend to fresh all-time highs this year in 2023. Synonymous analyst Dave the Wave tells his 140,000 Twitter followers the Bitcoin price action has behaved in a symmetrical pattern in the recent years while trading in a wide range between 2021 and 2023. Dave the Wave uses logarithmic growth curves, better known as LGCs, in his technical analysis, which aims to forecast the long-term highs and lows of each market cycle. And according to the analyst, if Bitcoin's recent symmetrical price action continues an all-time high this year, wouldn't be out of the question when considering the trajectory of the LGC. Quoting the analyst here, if the symmetry continued, Bitcoin pushing to all-time highs this year would still only reach the middle of the LGC channel. And for those objecting to use of if, please realize that critical and speculative technical analysis is not clairvoyance. TA maps out the risks to the bolt size. And you can see the LGC channel taking us onwards and upwards to $130,000 as outlined here in his chart. Now, Dave the Wave gives a possible scenario where Bitcoin mirrors the previous 2 years of the price action, hitting the 70,000 level by late 2023. Can you see a new all-time high this year? Let me know in the comments below. Quitting him here alongside this chart, the mirrored formation. And also the popular analyst is also keeping a close eye on Ethereum, and he shares two charts suggesting that the leading smart contract platform would be following in the footsteps of Bitcoin's recent price action, as he shares here. You know I love BTC, but I also really like Ether. Remember, no need to marry a coin. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his insights. And again, as he points out here, this LGC channel will take us on up to 130,000. So when we return to the all-time high of 70,000, that's only halfway through the channel, which is a pretty big deal. You gotta love it. And now let's break down our final breaking story of the day, discussing the $750,000 Bitcoin price prediction, and then we'll dive into some live Q&A. And yeah, let's scroll down to right here. Here we go. Several models have been created to forecast the Bitcoin market before the next macro bullish cycle, and amongst them is EGRAG Crypto, dubbed the secrets of 20 MMA. According to the analyst, Bitcoin has a close monthly candle, needs to close above 32,300 to signal one of the biggest macro bull markets. The analysts mapped out similar instances in the previous bull cycles that the 20 moving average signaled the bull run, which he actually outlines right here in this chart. So having broken out of the weekly logarithmic downtrend, the analyst believes the bottom has already been achieved. And as a result, the question posed by the analyst is how high can the Bitcoin price rally in this cycle amid mainstream adoption? Here's his tweet right here. Bitcoin, the secret of the 20 MMA. In previous cycles, when Bitcoin crosses the 20 MMA, it was a clear signal for a bull run and the bottom was way behind us. Right now, Bitcoin has to close the monthly candle above 32.3 to signify the last affirmative confirmation that the bull market is upon us and that the bottom is 99% way behind us. Moreover, if Bitcoin repeats or rhymes with one of the previous cycles, then the green cycle will take us to 750 and the blue cycle will take us to 110,000. I am in the camp that Bitcoin will go to $500,000 to $750,000 per coin next cycle. And my rationale behind it is that the crypto space will have a similar dot-com bubble, but in the year 2026, 2027. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And now let's discuss altcoin season around the corner. A Bitcoin breakout is a major buy signal in the alt market, notably alts, with vibrant global online communities and real world utilities are expected to lead in the alt season. In the near term, alts are expected to take charge after Bitcoin's market dominance has hit a significant resistance level of around 48%. Now the Ethereum and XRP breakout has significantly increased the confidence of the altcoin bulls. Now let me know which altcoins, if any, you're currently bullish on. Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's dive into some live Q&A. Also, you got to let me know your thoughts on that 500,000 to 750,000 price prediction, considering the halving is right around the corner in next year, 2024. And as you can see, the Bitcoin price is pumping once again. We're on the cusp of recapturing $30,000. Let's freaking go. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.